Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa, right up the neighborhood.
It's time for the recipe roundup. This week's recipe is garlic lime slaw. This is one of my favorite slaw recipes because it's pretty easy to make. It's very refreshing and good to delight those who are looking for something a little different from the traditional creamy slaw. I believe my mother learned this recipe while she was volunteering at Opeckan Quaker summer camp that my brother was attending at the time. And now we make this slaw all the time whenever we have some leftover cabbage at the house. I'll give the recipe amounts per half of a medium head of cabbage, but feel free to adjust the vinaigrette ratios to your preference, and you can even add other vegetables such as thinly sliced peppers or carrots, though I think the slaw is great just as a very simple one. So we start off with a half of a medium head of cabbage, then 3 cloves of garlic, 1/4 cup of lime juice, and I would recommend fresh squeezing that, though you can definitely use pre-squeezed juice or concentrate. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and then salt, pepper, and sugar to taste. In a large bowl, crush the garlic cloves and mix with oil, lime juice, salt, and pepper, and sugar, if you so desire. If you would like it to be a little bit smoother, you can blend it, but that's not necessary. And then you're going to let that vinaigrette sit for at least an hour. While that's resting and all the flavors are coming together nicely, you're going to slice the cabbage as absolutely thin as you possibly can. I've tried using different types of cheese graters in the past, and sometimes that's worked, but really what works the best is just taking your time with a very sharp knife and very carefully slicing as thin as you can. You're going to be aiming to make the pieces of cabbage resemble angel hair pasta. That's how thin they should be. And then just before serving, you're going to toss the cabbage in the large bowl with that vinaigrette until everything's evenly coated. This should serve at least 6, if not way more. A good thing to know about this recipe is that sometimes people will opt to eat more of this than they will a dessert with the meal. Leftovers can be saved in the fridge. Just keep in mind that once you've mixed it all together, all of those flavors are going to get stronger and the cabbage will break down more each day, so you may need to drain some of the excess liquid before you serve leftovers. But we've definitely kept this in our fridge for at least 4 days and still been able to eat it. It's not going to go bad because of the high amount of acid in there. It's not going to go bad for quite some time. But I really enjoy this recipe. It goes good with any sort of barbecue or anything you're making on the grill. And it's, you know, just a little bit of a springtimey switch up of that classic creamy slaw that people are so used to. If you are interested in finding that recipe, you'll find it online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. It will be under the special features section. If you click on that header, there will be a drop-down menu that will take you to the recipe roundup where you can see all of our recipes. And if you guys ever do these recipes, you should let me know. Take a picture of what you make or just give a review, and you can email me at sage@amrmail.org. You can also call one of the studios and let us know your experience. I'm going to open that up again to, if you have a recipe that you would like me to share on air, please send that to me. You can send it through the mail. You can fax it. Our fax number here at WCHG is 540-839-5403, or you can call it in. Whatever you want to do, get your recipes to me if you would like them to be shared on the air. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tingway.